Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 27th day of October, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. All right. I want to go over some of the news, and then I want to go to your phone calls for the entire transmission, except for the last half of the second hour, since he's over in Europe, and since he is an economist and a great financial brain. We're going to have Max Keiser popping in with us to talk about the supposed debt agreement. And I spent a lot of time last night and this morning trying to figure out what's in it. And it looks like a classic globalist operation, kind of like the Copenhagen Treaty, where they wouldn't let anybody see the Copenhagen Treaty. They told people what was in it. Or 5 years ago, Bush said, this bill is not an amnesty, but we don't want it to be public. And then Senator Sessions made it public, and it was more than amnesty. It actually legalized felons, violent felons, aggravated felons. So I guess in a way it was an amnesty. It was a pardon and then an amnesty, kind of an amnesty with a cherry on top of it. And going over the debates in the German government, German parliament, and the Greek parliament and others, we got some glimpses of what they were reading. And it was, this is backed up by German pension insurance. This is wrong. But now they're reporting today, they are reporting that there is a 50% haircut on the bonds that investors had bought that were all tied in with derivatives and other fraudulent things. So what's happening is they're not fully bailing out investors. You're going, well, wait a minute. How is that a Greek debt crisis? The government just signed on to that. You see, so you are getting glimmers here. We'll go over these articles. We are getting glimmers in all of this of exactly what's going on here, and that, again, just like in Iceland and other countries where they've dug into it, the vast majority of what we've been forced to sign on to, whether it's the U.S., Ireland, Greece, Iceland, the list goes on and on, is not owed by the people. We're told, gotta raise taxes, gotta cut your benefits, gotta do all this. Why big government socialism doesn't work, and I agree it doesn't, because it always creates this domestication, and then they pool our money and rob it. Some of the poor Occupy Wall Street people that are calling for collectivism, calling for higher taxes, they don't get it. You'll never get your hands on anything but chicken feed. And any chicken feed you are given is only because it builds up a debt so that the system can have you dependent. And I know this is understood by most people who live in the real world and didn't just grow up with mommy and daddy with a silver spoon in their mouth in some middle-class neighborhood. And that is a silver spoon compared to most people in the world. And then you mommy and daddy pay for your college, and you go get drunk for 4 years. And then you get out, and now you want a job, but there aren't any really high-paying ones left because of globalism and deindustrialization. And so you go to the government and you say, raise taxes on the rich people so I can have a job. There aren't any jobs because of big government, because of globalism. It's wrecked the country. That's why there aren't jobs for you with your degree, because they shipped our jobs offshore with tax incentives, because they put red tape all over everything here, because the globalists own the factories in China and Mexico and India and wanted to move it out of here, and Eastern Europe and Africa and Asia. That's why you don't have a job. There's nothing left to tax. The bankers are offshore. I'm all for taking their wealth away. They stole it.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You have found it, the front lines in the info war, our desperate attempt to alert and awaken humanity out of their deep hypnotic trance to the tyranny, the scientific, methodical, admitted, public, world scientific dictatorship being established now in its final phases of construction. To use a Star Wars analogy, the Death Star is almost completed and about to be cleared to fire. And we have got to do something about it. So the X-Wings are scrambled and are going in, because we don't have a choice. By the way, I saw an article today up on Infowars.com that I do want to go over a little bit later, because it's just an amazing compilation of globalist quotes about how they're going to set up a world government and kill the majority of the population, and how the UN is freaking out over 7 billion people and fear-mongering right now. Of course, they never want their resources cut off. They want to cut yours off or jack up your taxes and pay it to themselves. Let me just do this now. Let me just go over the news, and then I'm going to open the phones up. Max Kaiser will be joining us at the bottom of the next hour for 30 minutes or two segments to go over exactly what's happening with the EU deal. And are they really going to have a 50% haircut quote, on the face value of investor bonds. Again, the Greek government has signed on to guarantee the bank's bad derivatives and the bad bonds that have been issued and tied into the government. So there's little admissions here, hiding in plain view of what this is really all about. And that's good. I'm glad. This should have happened with our banker bailout. A total haircut. See, I don't need another haircut. I'm not in the stock market. I don't own derivatives. I know it's a big casino and totally rigged. 100% rigged. Totally and completely rigged. Just like the slot machines at a casino. We're all computer hooked up, tracking how long you've been sitting there. There's a weight on the seat to know, you know, scientifically with algorithms, when the average person's about to quit, they give you a few coins. I mean, it's like a chicken pecking at a light to get a few pieces of grain. And I shouldn't have to pay money to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and AIG and all these people. But they blur the lines and say, the Greek debt, the Irish debt, the Icelandic debt. The Icelanders are the only people to say no to this after a year and a half of protest. And we should get Birgitta Jones-Dottier back on, member of parliament over there who helped lead the fight against them. It's only like 400,000 people total over there. I think like 350,000 of them live in Reykjavik. But the point is that when they finally fired the finance minister and got into the documents, 92%? 90-plus percent was owed by the banks themselves that were private, just with the government minister saying the people owed it. And so that's what this is all about. And I want to explain something. Conservatively, we're talking about $1.5 quadrillion here, $1,500 trillion, that's already been leveraged again. So who knows what it is? For all intents and purposes, it's infinity. So even if we wanted to pay all this off that isn't our debt, we can't pay it off. But we're told the global economy will be imploded, world depression, European depression, if you don't shine on to all of this. But it's impossible to triage. You just got to get rid of it all. You can't pick and choose. It's all done. It's all fraudulent. It's all infected. And the globalist plan was to take over the world financially through fraud on the front end of the Ponzi scheme, going up to the top of the pyramid. Now that you're going down the slope into oblivion, they're there holding everybody hostage, saying, give us more power, give us more bailouts, give us more power. Wave your national sovereignty completely to the euro. You'll never be able to get out again. We're going to have taxes on space heaters and on every toilet flush. That's in the news today. And on rainwater and on electricity and on everything you do. The taxes will be over 80% to pay off the debt. You owe it. You owe it. It's these bad welfare moms. They bankrupted us. Well, I don't particularly like the surly welfare mom on average who tends to think the government that gives her a check is sweet and wants my guns and wants my private property and is ignorant. But they're just a cannon fodder weapon who mean well. They're more like a zombie, a human wave attack we have to deal with, those of us that are aware. And they're a very small part of the of this banquet table of our stolen goods taken to us at the barrel of a gun for all these ideas. You know, million-dollar shrimp on a treadmill study. Every time I say that, I get emails saying I'm making it up. Just Google shrimp on a treadmill study. You'll get A, B, C, you name it. Millions. I forget how many millions for shrimp on a treadmill. The point is, or it's now come out the State Department spending $70,000 here, $30,000 there, you know, on buying Barack Obama books. Your tax money to buy Barack Obama books. Totally illegal, but they're just doing it. Totally illegal to give $500 million and $1 billion goodie grants to their campaign contributors. You give Obama a couple $100,000, you get about $500 million back. Pretty good deal. And we wonder why we can't have jobs. We wonder why the standard of living's dropping. We wonder why the roads are rotting. We wonder why they're laying off police all over the country. But then saying, oh, but the officers that are left are going to revenue generate and not respond to all these crimes. The taxes go up, you get less services. That's what it is to be gang raped by the New World Order financially. And they're setting up the domestic checkpoints now and having major newspapers that we covered on Monday come out and say, you don't have a right to not be searched on the highway. Everybody knows in cultures for thousands of years, checkpoints are what an occupied country is under. Everybody knows it's illegal in the U.S. Everybody knows that's what goes on in third world countries. Everybody knows that's what happens in Mexico. But they sit there with a straight face. In fact, I'm going to get to this in the third hour today. I didn't get to it yesterday because I had so much news to cover, but I will play 3 or 4 minutes of my encounter with the TSA. It actually went on for about 10, but they had me stand there for a while, so there's no audio. So we just cut those spaces out. And what happened? I'm going to get into my Las Vegas trip some too in the last 30 minutes of the show. Just the police state weirdness of it, the decadence, the porn blowing in the streets like some dystopic. And again, it isn't that, ooh, the porn shocks me. I can't handle looking at images of naked women. That's how the world sells it. That those of us that are concerned about pornography are not lovers of life. The lover of life's not the sinner. You know, they sell you the idea that people are prudes because they can't handle something. No, all the studies show with porn that it actually doesn't then let you enjoy the real thing. And it actually reduces the amount of actual real sexual activity. That's what the globalists said 50 years ago. I've read the think tank reports there on air. It's in some of the expanded extras of Endgame we put on PrisonPlanet.tv. We talked to Dr. Kaufman and others. He was going over it. How they said we'll get the public on prescription drugs, Prozac, all that stuff. This was before they called it Prozac, but it was fluoride-based weapon systems. They even described that. Because they also want to destroy your brain while they're, you know, I mean, you're high because it's killing brain cells. It's like liquor, but hits different areas. And they said, and we'll have porn everywhere so that people are satiated by that. But also, if they do get a mate, they'll tend to leave them because then it makes them not satisfied by that. You know, it's the old joke of back in college when I would get drugged to a topless bar, a gentleman's club, and I didn't ever particularly like them because I don't like being hustled. I mean, who I'm attracted to was the waitress at a diner who was sweet and nice and feminine and friendly. It wasn't even so much sex. I mean, I like an enchanting woman. I like a friendly, neat, smart, but also beautiful. That's always nice. But the beauty is different. It varies. But it's always, a well-known joke that the guys always are looking at the waitress at a topless bar who is covered up and not the naked women dancing around all around you. See, that's what people are really looking for. Just like all the major studies, you can look them up, show men like, on average, full-bodied, voluptuous, Marilyn Monroe-type women. I've sat there on the street and seen a skinny, beautiful woman walk by, and guys are kind of, but when a woman walks by that's got the curves, it's, oh my gosh, boom, 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 because that's a goddess, that's a beautiful thing, that's powerful, that's sexy, but see, the culture sells anorexic women with big black circles around their eyes who are heroin chic. The system sells death. See, I'm already getting off into a rant about Vegas. It was literal porn magazines just blowing in the streets everywhere. And Illuminati symbolism all over the place. Giant crystal obelisk, Illuminati eyes, 666. The cream of America's young women. I mean, these don't look like yesterday's hookers. Out there who can't get a job, out there on the street, and you look in their eyes and you know they're not enjoying it. It's all fake. And so we're taking our women and just treating them like dirt. We're taking what generates the species, the heart of humanity, and just treating it like toilet paper. We are a fallen society, and America is going to fall.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Over some of the headlines. Then I'm going to open the phones up, and throughout the next 2.5 hours, we will go over all of this in more detail. Let me see, where should I start here today? Rogue website bill introduced in the United States. This is from AFP, French news agency. Also have the Associated Press with it. And just as we talked about this yesterday with Lionel, this is the new global strategy. They say no judge, no jury. If they claim it's copyright or, quote, criticizes the government. Now, the way they spin it to the public is sites that are selling pirated music or whatever.
But we've already seen them take down sites that aren't even doing that, or that just have links to sites that are allegedly doing that. But who needs guilty until proven innocent? And when you can just say guilty. I mean, it's not even guilty until proven innocent. We go from innocent until proven guilty to guilty until proven innocent to just guilty. No appeal, no nothing. You don't buy a gun. No judge, no jury, no conviction. You don't get on a plane. You don't get a job. That's the no-fly list, which they now admit is a no-buy list. This is the cashless society. This is the system. This is you're not going to have cash for secondhand transactions, or you're going to go to jail for 2 years. This is all over the world. You're not going to have a lemonade stand. You're not. Girl Scouts aren't going to sell cookies anymore. Because you can't be trusted. You are a criminal. Are criminals allowed to have a garden at their house? No. Are criminals allowed to drive around? No. You are a criminal. To go on the airplane, you put your hands up, you go in a body scanner, they record your genitals and lie to you and say they aren't. They've been caught lying. They touch your genitals on the outside or the inside. You are going into a prison. These are jail guards. Okay, I said I'd cover the news. Literally, I get in here and look at like 100 articles, and it's just frustrating. So rogue websites bill introduced in U.S. House. Here's Paul Watson's article that details the whole history of it. If you want the full spectrum analysis. Rogue website bill creates Chinese-style ban list. Same one they tried to pass in Australia 2 years ago. And in the beta test, they said, we're testing it for 6 months. They put dental offices on it. They put stores selling plants on it. They just put everybody on it. Anybody the government wanted to. Here's another one from RT. U.S. cops tried to erase online evidence of brutality. Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of government takedown orders in the Google transparency report they put out. Watson was the first to dig through it. Find the part where the government said these are videos critical of the U.S. government. Remove them. Critical of the U.S. government. Remove them. And, of course, they really cover stuff up with their community guidelines report. We've had them do that with our videos where there's nothing but us speaking about news on it. And the videos are removed. Google has been asked by a U.S. law enforcement agency to remove several videos exposing police brutality from the video sharing service YouTube. The company has revealed in its latest update to an online transparency report. And of course, there's our report yesterday that quite frankly, has gotten no attention. I what was the exact headline on that? It was federal government told YouTube to take down videos. Federal government told YouTube to take down videos that were critical of government. I want to reprint that, or I can go in this last night's stack and repull it. But it's big. It's really, really big. Coming up after we take some calls, I want to get into this article from the American Dream up at Infowars.com. From 7 billion people to 500 million people, the sick population control agenda of the global elite. And the United Nations is out freaking out right now. They've been running around freaking out that it reached 7 billion people, and they say it's unsustainable, then reduce it down to 500 million. That's been their official number for decades. And it's got quite a few quotes in here I want to go over later of how they want to reduce our population. So that is just some of what we're going to be getting to over in that stack of news. That's part of one stack. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's continue here. Here's another little interesting tidbit article. You see that? The Rockefeller Foundation, the UN, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they've built more than 30 UN-run seed vaults, animal vaults, biological vaults of the DNA of every life form they can extract DNA from, and seeds with armed guards, or in some cases they're unmanned with gun emplacements. And they're storing it all. Well, there's a new kind of vault. A new kind of vault we'll tell you about on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, GCNlive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. I want to get into flying Humvees the Pentagon is coming out with. I guess these will be manned. Most of the military is moving to unmanned, so the globalists can just control it themselves. They already have autonomous drones in the sky now that are robot-controlled, not human-controlled. But the biggest growth area in the Air Force right now is just the regular folks that used to service the B-1 bombers, the F-16s, the people that fueled them, put the bombs on them. They are now training to actually pilot the drones. It's just a massive expansion, as we said, for many years. By 2012, the Air Force wanted half of its force to be drone, and they're online to do that. And by 2025, almost the entire force. They may still just vestigially have like a captain on the airline you fly on who, is there just in case there's a thing, kind of like an attendant. And I guess it'll end up being a ceremonial position in the future where the captain gets you drinks or whatever, or, you know, brings you a bag of peanuts. So I guess the captain will be the flight attendant because that's basically where this is going. And it takes humanity completely out of the equation and also kills the development of human skills, just as the calculator has destroyed people's basic mathematics skills. That's just what's used in school. Again, all of this stuff is a double-edged sword. I go out to eat now and notice that most people around me aren't talking. They're on smartphones. And I even catch myself doing it myself. Though I'm getting work done, I'm sure they're getting work done too. The point is it's changing the culture. They just had a study out this year showing in the last five a massive drop in the vocabulary of young people and some even unable to speak now. And when they do speak, it's you know, best friend ever abbreviations and K. I see adults say K to me. Again, this is the destruction of the ancient English language, which is a fusion of more than eight different languages. The greatest language ever, because it is a hybrid Mongol language. It is a Heinz 57, and it's just total destruction. The French language is being destroyed. Culture is being destroyed. We are being destroyed. Our women are being destroyed. Our DNA is being destroyed. Our financial systems are being destroyed. Our health is being destroyed. This is the wages of the New World Order. Is the society completely degenerating? And again, it's done by design. The way of entropy is easier, and it's where the globalists want us, so they go with the chaos. All right, I'm ranting here. I want to open the phones up, but every once in a while, I specifically want you to give me your take on a specific subject. Now, we don't screen your calls, so people, even though I only do this maybe five, six times a year, they pretty much refuse always to even talk about the subject I'm raising. So if I go to you and you bring up something else, I'm going to have to let you go, okay? Because I specifically want to hear from you on this. Where do you think the world's going in the next couple of years? How bad is this depression going to get? Will people fully wake up? What most concerns you about stage terror? Biochemical, radiological, what other tricks do the globalists have? I mean, it's a wide-ranging question, and it's the paramount question. I mean, do you feel, everybody I talk to says they can feel the tension rising like never before in their lives, that this moment in history we've entered is an absolutely critical juncture, crossroads, jump point, flashpoint into the future, that the future destiny of humanity is now being decided. And if you think the quickening's great now, it is only a prelude to what's going to come. In sheltered America, where it can't happen, we thought, we see the classical forms of wicked police state rapidly raging and just metastasizing. And we see the high-tech grids, the hidden surveillance pods and the streetlights and the citizen tattletales. And anywhere I go in the U.S., just standing on a street corner, talking to a friend with a video camera, even a little one, private security guards come over with pleasure and tell you, get out of here, this is private. And then you have to tell them, no, this is no perception of this being private, even if you claim this sidewalk is owned by somebody. And go ahead and call the police, and you may falsely arrest me, but I'm going to sue you personally. And then they scurry off and say, who are you? That actually happened when I was in Vegas. I may play that video. But the point is, it's all about pecking you on the head. If you're not wandering around like a zombie or wearing a football jersey, if you're wearing a football jersey and kind of shuffling around and look like a zombie, it's like you're not seeing the system. But if your eyes are alive, and I've seen this, if you're awake, people look at you. They sense it. The you know, the police come over. Because having intellect, having a spark of understanding, a spark of consciousness is very painful to the Renfield, Igor minions of this vampire system. It's very painful for them to be reminded of their humanity. It's very upsetting for them. And there's different levels. And I'm not attacking you if you've got, you know, I wore a camouflage shirt because I thought it was cool. And I was buying some stuff at Target a few weeks ago. I saw a camo sweater and I got it. I got camo for hunting and stuff. And I wore it on air. And I got emails saying, I thought men that wear camo, you're saying are wimps. And you're being a hypocrite. No, that's not what I said. I said that if we had real militia uniforms or camo, you know, camo is meant to blend in. So urban camouflage would be whatever the dress of the area was. That's all I ever pointed out. And that when militias and people show up at city councils and stuff in, you know, Vietnam era camo, it allows the media to make it look clownish, is what I was saying. You're running around the woods doing whatever, wear camo. Going turkey hunting, wear camo. I understand it's fun to wear camo. I get it. It's fun to ride a Harley Davidson. I get it. It's fun to get in a fist fight. I get it. It'd probably be fun to get a big tattoo on my chest. I get it. It'd probably be fun to go to a football game and get drunk. I get it. But I don't do it because there's serious stuff going on. And, I mean, I'm talking half the adult males I saw in Vegas were wearing. It was an incredible anthropology to just see this culture. We're wearing jerseys of their team. And it's like almost weird now to just be wearing a dress shirt and blue jeans. And if you talk to somebody about anything but football, it's weird. See, for me, that's strange. I mean, I'd be in a restaurant and people wouldn't cheer when the Bears got a touchdown. And they look at somebody and go, "You're not cheering." Because they noticed the person was wearing a Bears jersey. And again, that's their tribe. That's their culture. That's what they value. They don't value their son growing up straight and strong and knowing about his freedoms and knowing how to clean a rifle. I mean, I can see having your son in sports, have him in boxing or jujitsu or something so they could take care of themselves. I understand being in sports. I just don't, and if you're there cheering your family, but it should be small events. Not these big, you know, music blaring and brainwashing. Okay, now I'm digressing. I want to open the phones up specifically about where you see the state of our culture, because I can tell you this country has already fallen, but it's going to fall further. Because the bigger you are and the more you think you're still a good nation, the further you can sink because you're in denial. But there is a giant growing remnant. The good news was, everywhere I went in Las Vegas, the airplanes, the restaurants, the hotels, I was stopped every 20 feet by people. But I was by myself, because a lot of the time, Ventura would be interviewing somebody else, so I'd sit there at the hotel, then they'd pick me up, take me out to another location. He was doing a lot of military industrial complex stuff there, and they picked a region where had more of the people he needed to interview than any other, than flew in the other folks. And plus, it's got cheap hotels, so that's where the, you know, pretty big crew was staying. And we were staying at the Rio, kind of a rundown casino. And so I would sit there for 2-3 hours while I was doing another interview at some location, and I'd go around and film stuff, and I'd. It's so funny. I'd be filming stuff in the casino, and I'd see one of those guys on a power trip in his suit trying to look at people, and I would literally, just as a test, not that I didn't want to get in an argument with him about filming in there, but I saw him stopping some other people, so I would literally put a brain-dead face on when I had the camera, and when I saw what I'm looking at, I'd be like, and I'd see them satisfied, oh, look, that's an animal. It's one of these unconscious people we're sucking off of. So I literally just kind of, I mean, not even that bad. I was just kind of zombie around. I could just do anything I want. It was like an old big sociology test. Yeah, I just kind of went around like that. And even though it was a caricature of an idiot, they didn't mess with me. See, the system is worried about power, about human spark and electricity, about soul. The system is afraid of humanity. It's afraid of masculine power. It's afraid of feminine power. It's afraid of God's creation, because the globalists want to play God. They want to create an aberration. And they're parasites who are weak and sought after power because they were weak but had enough awareness and consciousness to get power. And it is good men and women who are strong and who have a strong life force that are so confident. We just kind of put our head down and smile and are positive as we watch wreck society around us. And we're trying to lift people up in little ways. The way to lift humanity up is to face the full horror of what's happening to us and really admit you've got to do something. That's why when I see people finally jump up out of their chair and say, "You're right, I see it, we've got to do something." But then I see so many others who have awakened. And you can see it getting to them. I mean, I talk to so many people who know what's going on, but they say, there's no hope. You can't turn this around. There's always hope. And it's when you get hopelessness that these bad things happen. And by hope, I don't mean some magical thinking like a fake Obama hope where there's no substance. I mean common sense, history, what works, the natural order of men and women and families in every culture, what has made culture strong and pure. But it is that sociological fact that you see in the anthropology and all the current cultures that a upright culture produces so much wealth and so much power and so much invention and so much strength that two things amongst many, but two paramount things then take place. The children of the trailblazers become a little weaker than their parents. And the next group becomes a little weaker. And the next group becomes spoiled. And the next group becomes spoiled and corrupt and decadent and into aberrant behavior because they're not being challenged enough. And so the system creates artificial challenges for them. The social engineers come in. That's the one big thing that happens for the general public. But in every state, wherever the power is, that draws the con artists, the scammers, the mafias, the corrupt guilds, the social manipulators who want to take control of that system. And the corruption will take hundreds of years to take hold in some cases because it immediately gets power and funds at the first level of takeover. People say, well, why would elites spend hundreds of years taking over? Because each step they get more power. Each step their family focuses on the next step. And if you really study corrupt, evil families, they send their children to be beat up at prep schools. British royalty, the ones that are strong, they don't so much do it now, and that's why they're falling apart. But Prince Charles was sent to a prep school where he was kept in freezing conditions and beat up and roughed up. And it was special families for generations that had been sent there, certain families assigned to beat him up, certain families to and then he goes out, playing polo and fencing and boxing and, proving himself, and then in the military. And he's a horrible creature, but the point is, at least he's not weak. So that the elites all understand this. They understand that. And they really understood it 100 years ago. They would actually send their family off into real combat. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just you need to study humanity. We need to know who we are and what the ruling elites have become to understand why we've gotten to this position. So evil gravitates towards good. I mean, I have learned so much 15 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5, 6 years ago. I had discernment against big structures, but not people personally around me. And that con artists and scammers and people would immediately recognize my inherent drive and my inherent humanity and would try to attach themselves. And now more and more I realize that you don't generally want who comes to you. You want to go out and find people yourself. Whenever I go out and find people to work in my operation, who haven't sought after me, it works a lot better than people that seek after us. And you see that throughout history. Where people in positions of power, they go out and they've been watching people from afar The evil ones do this. It's well known. David Rockefeller on record will show up in the lunch counter line back when he was moving around more and would show up to get the top of a class person who they studied their bloodlines, who they are, where they came from, what they were going to do, to hire them into the system. They don't hire who comes to them. They don't hire the people that come looking for the power. Evil wants good people to serve them, but they want to see if they can twist good into a compartmentalized system to not understand the carriage they're pulling. You're like a horse with blinders on. They don't want you to see what they're really doing. They want you to pull this big sled of coal out of the cavern that they've loaded as their big Clydesdale. But it's not coal they're dragging up. It's the souls of men. It's the dead women and children. It's the crushed nations that the American Christian male believes he's helping, but really he's pulling the sled for Satan. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
Your own personal Jesus.
John Harmon up there in Minnesota running the satellite uplinks and stuff and taking the calls. He just pointed out I might want to give the phone number out. Sometimes I take calls without giving the number out. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And because I really am, at the end of the day, kind of my own producer, I have some great producers out there that get the guests and stuff, I've told them actually to remind me when I forget stuff, but they, I guess they kind of let me do my own thing. I always mention something's coming back from break and then forget to cover it once I come back from break. So let me just, in this short segment, hit a few other news items and then come back in the next hour and take your calls, and then we'll continue with your calls with no guest into the third hour after Max Kaiser leaves us at the bottom of the hour. Here's the Daily Mail. Perhaps I can get a document cam shot on this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but if you're a radio listener, just go to the Daily Mail. That's really cool. Facebook puts your photos in deep freeze as it unveils massive new five-acre data center near Arctic Circle. And what we're seeing is in rural areas with the Huff House up in Missouri, that's the biggest house in the U.S., really an NSA front, and with seed vaults and human and animal DNA vaults all over the world, mainly at areas near the Arctic Circle in Northern Europe, in Russia, in Alaska, in Canada, but also in other rural mountainous areas, the Himalayas. They're building armored compounds. And here's a photo of one of them. It's gigantic. And Facebook's new Cerber farm in the northern Swedish city of Luleå is the firm's first outside the U.S. And the location chosen because the fierce cold will help keep the company's racks of high-performance computers cool. Yeah, right. Facebook looked at several sites across Europe and picked this town for its cold climate. The move will see Facebook become faster for users across Europe. And it just goes over that. No, infrastructure, because this is part of a face scanning database worldwide. They now admit that. It's an NSA front along with Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and others. By the way, don't know that. Just type Microsoft NSA front, Google NSA front. You'll get mainstream news. I told you about it before. It was mainstream news and broke it with a CIA retired technology expert. What, 6 years ago, with Mr. Steele. He said he got some real heat over that, though, would never come back on the show. We need to try to get him back on. He said maybe later. Call me in a few years, he said. So maybe it's time to get him back on. But there's that little tidbit. Here's another tidbit of technology news. The flying Humvee gets off the ground as U.S. military plans first all-terrain bulletproof warcraft by next year. It might look like something out of a Marvel comic, but this flying Jeep is close to becoming a reality. According to insiders, the Military Defense Advanced Research Projects, that's DARPA, nice folks, designed everything, your cell phone that tracks you, the whole cancer virus program. Of course, it's all compartmentalized. Only the top brain bugs know about it. The first model of the futuristic vehicle will be ready by the end of the year. It's designed to be capable of driving across the rubbish terrain like a Jeep, sustain gunfire and take off and land, but of course it's going to have robots on board. That's the part they don't tell you in this article, but I happen to know some little birdies. But I don't need to know little birdies either. Little birdies help. It's actually already been theorized and programmed. So this will land, and combat robots will get out, and nerve gas, shit, whatever's needed. They got drones now that'll face scan you. We cover that in Police State for the Rise of FEMA, available at Infowars.com. If you believe in this type of information and want to see it continue and expand, then be sure and visit the online video bookstore, where every order gets an In the Fed bumper sticker and a citizen rule book. That's Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Oh, and I almost forgot. We've got free memberships right now, free 15-day trial at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.